Hi, and welcome to the Mouse and More podcast. I'm Chris, and tonight I'm joined by Liza, Rachel, and Adam. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
How's everyone tonight? A little tired? It's been kind of probably, I've been doing this for almost 10 years, probably the craziest day I've ever spent as a travel agent.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely say that it's very different in our industry right now.
Yes. So, of course, as everyone knows, coronavirus is a major issue. Everyone wants to be super cautious. First, it was the cruise lines. I know that Princess canceled all cruises for 60 days. So did Viking. We woke up to that. And within probably a few hours, we found out that Disneyland is actually closing on March 14th. That's a Saturday. We're recording this on Thursday night. We just got the news. Well, Disney World is closing on the 15th. And then Universal is closing on the 16th. Now, the hotels will be opened a little bit longer. We've heard that while Disney World hotels are staying open indefinitely, and that Disneyland hotels will close on the 16th. And no word from Universal on their hotels yet. And just in case you're listening to this a day or two after we put it out, things change. So we apologize if there are any different, you know, dates and stuff. Okay, guys, what are your thoughts?
I think this was the smartest decision. I know it's awful, yes. And we all hate it. We all hate it. I mean, of course, we're going to hate it as travel agents. But I really feel like right now with this going around, for the safety of everyone and all of our clients and family and friends, too, I think we all just need to stay put for a little bit until this goes away. And then we'll resume as normal.
I was thinking while I was there, because I just literally got back last night, I was thinking that there have to be a lot of, you know, kind of conflicted feelings for cast members, you know, because they're exposed to everything all day long, the frontline ones at least. So I think this is a smart thing to do. It gives them an opportunity to clean up the parks, do whatever they have to do, and hopefully open back up again. There, I didn't mention the parks are closed through the end of March. The cruises, the last cruise is leaving tomorrow on the 13th. There won't be any more until the end of March as well. So very smart decision on Disney's part. It does hurt, of course, a lot of, especially some of, we just brought on some new agents, and I feel terrible because I keep thinking that it's got to be a little frightening for new agents. Those of us who've done it for a while, you're used to ups and downs, not quite this far down, but you're kind of used to it. So,
and I would like to give a shout out to Jason and Reg as they set sail on this maiden voyage.
Yes. Yes, they're going. Well, it's not necessarily a maiden voyage.
Well,
but,
you know, it's a kind of a first last, you know, it's just, it's weird.
Yeah. It's going to be a weird one. You're right.
But I think it's going to be great because I think it's going to be a relatively empty ship.
Oh, Lord. I have to tell you, I talked to Jason earlier. He was a little nervous. So.
I can't wait to hear all about it when he gets back.
I know. Well, and I think Reg going in, because he works for Disney, he's obviously going to need a couple days of relaxation before everything, you know, happens. I will say, I know that there are some people on the skeleton crew. They're working. Disney is paying their employees. So that's fantastic.
Yay, that's
at World
that's awesome.
And Land.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, so they're being taken care of, but there will be a skeleton crew in all the parks and resorts and everything. So we'll see what happens. That was the bad news. That was the bad news, right?
Well, and also Universal has followed in their footsteps.
Right. They're closing on the 16th, which is great because a shout out to Andy. She just got engaged. She's one of my clients and a listener, a long time. I've known her for the longest time. And she went to Walt Disney World and she's starting her trip to Universal tomorrow. And I asked her how she was doing. And instead of answering right away, she sent me a picture that said this happened. And it was her with an engagement ring.
No!
So she got engaged. Yeah. So she said
awesome.
They've had, yeah, and their trip is going well. And fortunately for them, they're actually checking out on Monday out of Universal. So they'll be okay. So there are some high points in this. And
they will always remember this time.
That's basically what she said. She said, you just have to laugh. So, and they haven't had any issues.
I have a client there now too. and spoke to her tonight. And she said, you know, Rachel, I feel guilty in a way because we don't even know what all is going on. You know, we kind of try to turn off our phones. And you wouldn't know it. No one's acting like anything's wrong here. You know, people are washing their hands and sanitizing. But it's just a normal day at Disney. And she said, we're having a blast. And she said, in a way, I feel kind of guilty because then when I talk to my mom, I hear everybody back home's panicking.
Right. We felt that way, too, when we were there. It was kind of like this sort of strange feeling. There were these, you know, places where you could sanitize your hands and everything. But other than that, there wasn't really any indication that anything major was going on. It was kind of different. It was a different feeling. But, yeah, well, I'm glad she's enjoying herself. So, okay, just real quick, we're not going to go over cancellation and refund policies. You should talk to Disney directly if you're working with a travel agent, talk with your travel agent. The reason we're not is because they're different for each destination. There are gray areas, and we don't want to muddy the waters with you and your travel planner. So that's why we're not talking about that. So
yeah, this whole thing's subject to change at any minute.
At any minute, yeah. And we don't want to give advice that you might be getting conflicting advice. So we're just going to skip that. Just rest assured, if you're one of our clients, we've been working pretty much as we've been on hold for hours. Let me put it that way. So,
and
things are going pretty well. Disney has been working with us. You know, I will say they're always a pleasure to work with, and I'm not just being nice or a suck up. It's kind of true. They're usually good to work with. Okay, let's move over to the happy stuff. So this got me all excited. I think Tuesday it was announced that Avengers Campus was opening in Disneyland, and I actually made a reservation. So go ahead, Adam. Tell us all about that.
Yes, so July 18th, they are going to be opening up the Avengers Campus at Disney's California Adventure. It's going to have the new Spider-Man attraction, Web Slingers, a Spider-Man Adventure, said to be very similar to Toy Story Mania, but there is no, like, gun. You're using your hand to swing, to fling web at spider bots.
I thought they should name it Web Slinger, Men in Tights.
Do you know how much my daughter is in love with Tom Holland? They are all in love with him.
I think all the daughters are in love with Tom Holland.
Yes.
And you'll be able to buy one of the spider bots if you want to at one of the merchandise locations.
Is it life size?
Yeah. It's look. They said it looks like one of the droids you can get at Galaxy's Edge. It doesn't look like it. It's like same concept. So it's got a remote control and you can move it around and et cetera. Then there's a Pym test kitchen. Where Ant-Man and the Wasp are using Pym particles and how to grow and shrink food. So I posted some pictures on our page of some of the grown and shrunken food that they're going to serve. There's like a big chicken.
What?
Patty with a small bun.
I don't understand how you eat that. It's bizarre looking. Like you eat it with your hand or with a fork?
I think that the article says you're supposed to eat it with your hands, but I would be using a fork and a knife.
Of course.
For me. There's a Doctor Strange experience where you learn how to.
I'm all about the Doctor Strange experience. I hope he'll be there in his cape.
Well, he'll be in there. Well, not only that, you can meet and greet Doctor Strange.
Okay, that looks disgusting, by the way. It looks like a huge schnitzel with a tiny bun. I'm looking at it, and what is with this sandwich? It's like the most unattractive panini ever. A giant meatball, some multicolored sandwich with bacon. That's not good. No, this is all a big no. I don't need my food gimmicky.
Well, I mean, it's got to be gimmicky, right? It's got
cosmic
fit with the theme.
What a cosmic cream orb.
Where
that
are you guys
disgusting.
Seeing this? I have to find this.
Do you know what, Liza? I'm going to send you this because I think you're going to have opinions on the cosmic cream orb.
That just sounds so bad, as does.
It sounds terrible. It looks like something that gets left in the sewer. I don't know. It
a lot
looks
of this
even
stuff
worse.
Sounds pretty bad. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I might want to turn my ringer off. Siri, can you turn my ringer off?
Why? Of course I can, Liza.
She's like, no, I don't think I can.
I can't turn. I have an Australian Siri.
Mine's Australian now too, but it's a girl.
Really? Okay. All right. Go ahead. Please continue, Adam. We're sorry we distracted you talk about orbs.
This is we're supposed to have fun here on the Mouse and More, as well as in the Avengers campus.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna be able to meet and greet a bunch of the Avengers, and you're gonna be able to meet Iron Man in a brand new suit for the first time in the United States. But they do not have images of the new suit. They're gonna surprise.
I'm excited.
I think that means that's going to be a tease for one of the upcoming movies or something.
That will be great, actually.
Okay, I got a timeout here.
Okay.
Okay, so the PB3, and it doesn't have a size difference to it as the other foods do, but the bread and the peanut butter, banana candy, bacon, and jelly sandwich is supposed to be blasted with Prim particles, which doesn't sound good.
Prim particles. It shrinks things. I need that for my thighs.
And it's gonna be tinted blue.
I'll have blue thighs. I don't care. As long as they're small.
The particles part, it's like, do we really want to be talking about particles during this climate that we're in right now?
That's a really good point. I don't understand how you can have Tony Stark talking about shawarma when he's no longer with us.
And why even have the bun at this point?
Yeah, it doesn't look good. And you know what? For me, I'm going to have a really hard time eating at this place when there's so much really good food in Disneyland.
It's
a big
here.
Skip for me. No. And I really don't want that bun. Scroll down and look at the bun.
The bun with the purple in it?
Yes.
That is...
It looks like someone took a flamethrower to a Mardi Gras cake.
I've got a really strong opinion on foods that are colors that dye and all of that. I just...
it's not good.
Hard for me.
All right, now that we've ruined that for everyone, don't eat there. There's so many... Well, okay, this is in California Adventure. If you know where the Bugs Life area used to be,
yes,
next to, and it's appropriate because it's right next to Guardians of the Galaxy, Tower of Terror, you know, mishmash. So it is kind of appropriate. But if you just go a little ways past there, there's some of the best food in any theme park at Lamplight Lounge. So I'm not eating there. However, I do absolutely love Ant-Man. He's probably my favorite of all the Avenger characters. So I'm going to have to say that I might have to have one of those Pym particle drinks, because they do look good, actually.
With one with the ball in it?
The Proton PB&J Punch? I would drink that. It looks kind of good.
This is so kitschy. And
it is kitschy.
I just don't. Yeah. But see, I don't know this movie, so...
Yeah. Oh, you need to watch the Ant-Man movies. All right. Well, okay. So that's opening July 18th. So me, I actually had a trip planned for early June to Disneyland with my family, because we had such a good time last year. We wanted to recreate that in some form. And so we decided to go. And then I heard that it was opening Tuesday. I was literally in the park. So I hopped on and modified that reservation really fast. So I'm super excited. So I will be out there a few days before and a few days after. So I'll have a full report.
I'm excited.
Yeah. You're going to want to go, right?
I'm going to want to go. I don't know if I will, but.
You have an annual pass out there, don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh, you didn't buy one. Okay. I can't keep up with you. The worst travel agent ever.
No.
What's Adam doing? Okay. So let me ask you a question. So. Okay, they've got Guardians, they've got Spider-Man. Is there a third ride going in there?
Yeah, they are building a Avengers e-ticket ride. Okay. They have not said what type of system. All they've said is you're going to start in the land, and then you're going to go to Wakanda, and there'll be some kind of battle there.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that would be fantastic.
You're going to Wakanda?
Black Panther is really, to me, one of probably the best of those movies, of the Marvel movies.
I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that was really good. Everybody was great in that.
And I think it's neat that they are going to have the women from Wakanda yes. in the meet and greets. I feel like they did a... Adam, you posted a picture about all the different characters that you could meet.
Yeah.
And I was glad that they represented just as many women as they did men.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because if you count it up, it's almost exactly even, you know, with Gamora, Black Widow, Captain Marvel, not just Ant-Man, but they also have the Wasp. And forgive me, I don't know what the ladies are called in Wakanda, but the Wakanda women, the warrior women. I like that they have represented both. And I think that's one thing that's been neat about the Marvel movies is they've tried to make little girls feel just as powerful as the boys.
That's a good point.
So good.
So they are called the Adored Ones.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it's called. I'm not even kidding. In the film,
the Warrior Women sounds better.
It is better. Yeah.
Well, that's what they are. Maybe you can be adored and be a butt-whooping kind of girl.
I'm sure they're not calling them that to their face.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, that's like their traditional name. So
Wakanda.
Okay. Wakanda forever. So like after I saw that movie, I kept walking around saying that for like a month straight. Wakanda forever. Anyway, I'm going to keep doing it too. Let's move on. You know what? Let's have a little excitement with Liza's story.
In other news... Complimentary okay. bread at the Coral Reef, you guys.
Are you serious?
I am so serious. This is a great time to be alive right now.
Wait a minute. Is that your news story?
Well, that's
complimentary bread?
That's one of them.
They announced an official statement on that?
Yeah, they did.
You know, I'm so glad about that because I was going to have to buy myself some of those Hawaiian rolls that just sneak them in.
You know, I didn't know Coral Reef was even, like, people were, you know, really upset about
eating
bread
there?
Over there. Yeah, well, I didn't even know anybody ate there. I have never
going there.
Booked one dining reservation for that restaurant in all the years I've been doing this. I kind of wanted to eat there, though. But there was some rumor saying that they were going to take that bread. A complimentary bread, and I think people just started writing about it or writing their, you know, congressman or something. I don't know because they right. they were like, never mind. They released an official statement saying that this isn't true. We're putting that bread back on the table. It's fine.
What disappoints me though about Coral Reef is they need to add more seafood to their menu.
Right.
It's a restaurant that looks in an aquarium, and they're. The seafood dishes there are lacking. I mean, the bread really, I think, is a plus there in that that's why so many people are upset because it makes up for the lacking seafood.
Isn't it kind of weird to eat a fish when you watch a fish?
That's what I thought.
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, but if you go to Maine and you eat a lobster, you eat it right by the lobster boats when they pull them up and give them to you. You know, you look at the water.
Well, that's true, because here when you eat crawfish, you see them alive. Kids are playing with them, and then you watch them be boiled, and then you eat them. Well, I don't eat them, but people eat them. Well,
and in the, what is it called, the fish market or whatever in San Francisco, I mean, I've seen them just grab a live crab and throw it in the boiling pot and
oh,
then you
yeah.
eat it.
Kevin's dad used to take us to these really great Chinese restaurants, and he'd be like, do you want fish? And I'm like, of course. And then you just go pick one out. And I'm like, no, I can't do it. It's too much. But I mean,
it's fresh that way.
It is fresh. It's delicious too. So,
okay. Sorry. I just pulled up their menu. They have lobster, seafood boil, shrimp and grits. And then it's a grilled garden vegetable skewer, an herb chicken breast, mahi-mahi, a ribeye, and a crab Oscar and lobster macaroni and cheese. But besides shrimp and grits, there's not a lot like, you know, where's like fried shrimp or some of that stuff that people are, you know, kids will eat and different things like that. There's none of that.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't really... I don't really book that place, but I'm super excited that they have free bread. What did I just eat at Disney World? Come to think of it, I haven't eaten anywhere they were, where they offered me free bread, but I have to lately, but I have to tell you that if they take away the bread at Yachtsman, I will riot. Like, yes, I'm not
that
even kidding.
Onion bread is too, that's to die for.
Do you get the onion bread only, or are you like me? And cause that's what I do. Or do you put up with those little French rolls that they have?
Oh no, I just want the onion bread.
Me too. I'm like, don't even bring those, please. Just bring me the French or the onion bread. That's all I want. So,
well, I do have another announcement to make, and I know it's going to be highly disappointing to a lot of people. I'm sure they want to be there.
Okay.
But it is official that now Simple Plan is canceling their performance.
Simple Plan? Oh my gosh. Are you kidding?
That's what I thought too. I was like, no.
I'm devastated. I don't even know how to handle this.
I know. It's the band that I never know what they are.
Is it by default they're canceling now because the park is closed?
Well, I'm not sure if they got some advance notice of it, and because they canceled it before the official statement was released. But I think they might have known. You know what I mean?
Is everyone canceling?
Anybody time?
Wait,
yeah, they
have to. The park is closed. It's not like they're going to be performing.
I know. That's true.
Simple Plan is tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And
they're
the park's still open.
To do that. They have too many
fans. It's apparently worse for people over 60, and you have to figure they're probably over 60.
Are they
I don't think they are, because I think they're younger.
Oh, really? I have no idea who they are. I keep thinking of Simple Minds.
You know,
those guys.
I think they're younger. I'm not sure who they are. I got to look them up, because every year I'm so confused.
These guys are in their 40s.
Oh, okay. Well, at least now Liza doesn't have to worry about, you know, going and crashing the stage for Night Ranger or whoever it is.
Oh, man. I know. I was wanting to do some stage diving, hang out backstage.
Sign my arm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you my problem in life.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So, you know, I'm going for the Star Wars 5K. And we get there on Wednesday and we leave on Sunday, the 19th.
Okay.
I have to come back that day. Do you know who is singing that night and I'm going to miss?
Who? Don't tell me Rick Springfield, because I know you love him.
It is Rick Springfield. Like, I'm almost crying talking about it. I am so devastated. Like, love Rick Springfield. He was on my wall. I've seen him in concert twice. I do have tickets to see him again in July. But, I mean, I had posters of him.
The fact that you're admitting this shamelessly. Do go on.
Oh, I mean, I had Teen Beat. I'll never forget seeing Hard to Hold the movie in the theater.
No.
He was my first concert. Love him. And I am missing him because my flight leaves at 5 o'clock.
I wish that I was Rachel's girl. That's what he was singing to you.
No, but my friend that goes with me, so her name's Sarah, and we've been friends forever. We listened to him when we were little. She married a guy named Jesse. So the last time we went to see him in concert, she got a shirt that said Jesse's Girl, because that's her husband's name. Isn't that cool? Anyway, there we go.
Cool, and yet...
He's probably seen that a few times.
Still weird. I used to have this friend, and his name was Jesse, and, like, he could never keep a girlfriend. So one time I sang to him, "Nobody wants to be Jesse's girl," and he got mad.
Of course he did.
I thought he would laugh. Okay. Anyway, yeah.
Why can't I find a woman like that?
No one. You can't. I used to love him too, but then I, you know, moved on.
You used to love Jesse or Rick Springfield?
Him? He was really attractive.
Oh, Rick Springfield?
Like, yeah.
I never thought he was cute at all.
Oh no, he was really a good-looking guy.
I never seen a good picture of him.
I have to.
Oh my goodness.
Let me look up Rick Springfield Teen Beat.
Yeah, Rick Springfield Teen Beat. Or look up. There was a video called "Stand Up." Or You Gotta Love Somebody. Those were his hottest days, I think. Like, he was really fine then. And he had some really good-looking days in General Hospital. Now, I will say, it is a little disturbing now to see him in concert, because we saw him about 5 years ago, and he's like 60-something or 70, and he comes out without a shirt on in a leather vest. And then he takes roses that women hand to him and he rakes them across his guitar. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, he's not doing it for me.
You know what Rick Springfield's problem is? Okay. People should not hold on to a look they had in their 20s and 30s. They should just give that up. You can still be stylish and attractive. You just have to maybe change your look. Rick Springfield's problem is that he's hanging on to that. And because of that, it's actually aging him. If he would just kind of, you know, maybe grow old a little more gracefully, I think it would be better for him.
That is
Chris Wood's advice on aging.
Is he still wearing those leather fingerless gloves as a fashion statement?
No, but if you saw his, although I'll give him credit, he's not bald.
In the Hard to Hold movie, he was so fun. And I'll never forget, I was like 8 years old, and my mom takes me to the movie. I don't know. I don't think my mom researched things. And all of a sudden, maybe I was seven, in the movie, he's running with a towel, and he loses his towel, and it shows his little booty. And it was so cute. And my mom was like, oh, my gosh, to my dad, Perry, we got to go. She can't watch this. And I shouted in the theater, Mom, I've seen Dad's butt. I can see Rick Springfield.
Oh, so I got my gosh.
That is so funny.
Oh, how can you not think he's cute? Well, I'm going to send you a picture.
She's 100% wrong. He just needs a haircut. Well, he's not cute now. I mean, let's talk.
Gosh, here's a...
And he had that little accent. You know, he was Australian.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was really attractive. If you didn't think Rick Springfield was attractive when he was younger, then you are dead from the neck down.
I didn't think he was attractive.
And the neck up.
I must be dead. But here's a... Here is a magazine that says Young and Loving Teen Magazine. This is not great. 60, it's already starting out bad. Rick Springfield in the front. Rick Springfield and Liza Minnelli. Right. Yes.
They dated?
No, I guess they were just hanging out doing an interview. I don't know. But then it says Rod Stewart, the Brady Bunch. This is not great. It's already going down.
All right. Well, that's lovely. And that's a great story. And you told it so well. Okay. That's Forrest Gump, by the way. I said that in honor of Tom Hanks, who has the coronavirus.
You see that the Buzz Lightyear dude?
Tim Allen.
I don't know. Tim Allen.
Yeah. He sent something.
He sent something as Buzz to Woody?
Yes, he did. It felt better. That's it was so cute. Aww. Yeah. It even made the Today Show page. Tim Allen offers words of comfort to Tom Hanks. And he put, I told Tom and Rita that Buzz offered a couple of spacesuits if they need them. Seriously, rest up and get well. But anyway.
Aww, so, that's sweet.
There
that is sweet. Poor Tom Hanks.
They gave him a volleyball to talk to for 2 weeks.
Oh,
yes, and they put the handprint on it. That was cute.
Tom Hanks is seriously the best human.
Oh, yeah. Tom Hanks, you have to get better. And then you can come on our show and tell us about it.
You know, I was actually in the parks when you guys were going back and forth on our little chat about Tom Hanks being sick. And I was like, all I saw was Tom Hanks. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Don't tell me something bad happened or that he divorced his wife. You know, like if Tom Hanks can't make it, then there's no true love in the world. Mm-hmm. It would make me very sad.
There's no hope.
There's no hope. Okay. Anyway, let's go on. Rachel's actually got a story and it does not involve Rick Springfield, which for me personally is very disappointing. But go ahead, Rachel.
Okay. So I'm very excited about this. This is a big rumor it's got some legs, people. So the pretty solid rumor is that Remy's Ratatouille Adventure at Epcot is going to be opening the same day that Spaceship Earth will close, which will be May 25th. Actually, I guess Spaceship Earth, that's the last day it's open, is May 25th, but Remy's going to be opening then.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, yes, and how exciting is that? And people, let me just tell you, there are some really good discounts available for those dates. So
don't tell me that. I'm looking right now.
There are. But don't take some of them because I got to transfer some dates to there.
I'm going to be there.
All right. Maybe we'll crash your vacation. How long are you there for?
I'm there till June 2nd.
All right, I'll be there. Okay.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So, you know, I'm hoping that everything kind of clears up. The weather gets warmer. People are kind of staying close to home and everything. I'm hoping that within a few weeks, you know, things get back to normal because we're going to need our Disney fix.
Oh, yeah. So, but I really don't think weather has anything to do with any of it.
Well, I'm just trying to be hopeful here.
Okay.
You're probably right.
Oh, I've been, look, I am
thinking positive.
I am basically a medical professional at this point.
Yeah, that's true. You're like Dr. Google.
Did a ton of, well, I've just listened to a lot of stuff for the past 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it does make me feel better that everybody is doing this and taking this so seriously. It really, really, really is the best thing right now. So even though it hurts us, you know, in many ways, and it's like, oh, it's the best thing we can do to protect everybody.
Right.
I don't want anybody else having issues because of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think Disney did the right thing, and we were all waiting around for it. But, and I think, and I know that my schools are closed. I know that Bridget's school's closed now? Is that what's going on there?
I don't think so yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's going to be weird for a few weeks. Not really. Oh, maybe, you know what? We'll have spare time. Maybe we can record a bunch of shows.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea. All right. See, silver lining.
Oh, yeah. I said, I'm just going to stay at home, watch a lot of reality TV. I'm going to paint a room upstairs. I got a lot of ideas.
Awesome. All right. Well, does anyone else have any thoughts? Any news?
I have a thought.
Oh, please share.
Wash your hands, everybody.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? Who does that? Seriously. No, I'm kidding.
You know what, though? I was thinking about this. This could be the best time for Disney to double down and start on all this construction.
What do you mean?
I mean, they're not going to have, I mean, just to speed it up, they're not going to have anybody there.
I thought about that, too, because when I was at Walt Disney World, they had, and I'll post them, they had pictures of the castle with some of the, do y'all call them turrets, little blue things at the top? Mm-hmm. You know, the little spires, with some of them painted that new bright blue, and you could really see the difference. So
it was faded pretty bad, but
you don't realize how much it was faded until you see it painted. Yeah, it's like pretty impressive.
And now the castle, like if you take a picture in front of it, looks like you've got like a bunch of crab legs on it.
Bright orange. You know what? They're not up all day because they were up in the morning. But when we came back in the afternoon, probably 80% of the turrets were painted, at least from the front. But then the cranes were down, so they're not up the whole time. So you can still get your pictures. That's where you're going with that.
It looks like a bunch of crab legs.
It could look like crab legs. Yeah, I could see that. So, okay. Well, best of luck to everyone who's traveling. And we hope that if you have plans that you get them sorted out and, you know, that you are able to go back to the happiest place on earth as soon as possible. If you need help getting there, we're sponsored by Main Street and More Travel, and we'd love to help you. Our services are free, and you can find us at mainstreetandmoretravel.com. And I'll make sure you get the best agent for you. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night. Good night.